Tefillah for Life, Shir 1079, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Parshiyas Behar B'Chukaisai. The next pasuk in Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, Baruch Hashem Mitzion Sheichen Yerushalayim, Halleluka. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Baruch from Tzion, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is Sheichen Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Bevig de Miller explains that Tzion was the place where David HaMelech was. And David HaMelech spent his entire life praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everybody in the city of Tzion, in the place of Tzion, everybody was busy with praising the Rabbeinu Shalom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise, was found in Tzion. And therefore we say, Baruch Hashem Tzion. The Rabbeinu Shalom is blessed from Tzion, because that's where the individuals who are busy praising Hashem live. Then, the next step, the pasuk says, Sheichen Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in Yerushalayim. Tzion is a part of Yerushalayim. And the Bevigdor Miller explains that the reason why the Rabbeinu Shalom is Sheichen Yerushalayim is because of the individuals that are Baruch Hashem Yitzion, meaning Baruch Hashem Yitzion, the Rabbeinu Shalom is blessed in Tzion. His bracha comes out of Tzion, and we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Sheichen Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom dwells in Yerushalayim, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close to the people that are close to him. So therefore, we're saying in this pasuk that the Rabbeinu Shalom is benched, is blessed, and he will be, like we explained before. Baruch has two connotations. It could either mean he is, and we're davening that he should be. So Tzion is the place where everyone was meroimim and mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the pasuk saying, Baruch Hashem Yitzion. And the outcome is Sheichen Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is zeicha to a special Hashras HaShechina because they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a city and a place where they're busy praising the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And therefore we end off Halleluka. So the point of this pasuk is to tell a person, he's finishing Psukei Dezimra, he has to understand what an impact praising Hashem has on him, on his family, on all of his surroundings. In Tzion, they were busy praising Hashem, and therefore the Rabbeinu Shlalom is a Sheichen Yerushalayim. The more you praise Hashem, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be dwelling with you, dwelling with your family, dwelling where you are. The Rabbeinu Shlalom is a Sheichen Yerushalayim because it's Baruch Hashem Yitzion.